I wonder who's heard of a tangram? T-A-N-G-R-A-M. Anybody heard of a tangram? A few nods, yes. Veronica, is that a nod? Yes. Well, it's an ancient Chinese puzzle made up of seven movable geometrical shapes. And you can make thousands of pictures with these shapes. This morning we're just going to do a very simple picture, but I will need seven volunteers. Right, yes, better. Right. Okay, so what you've got to do is you've got to make your shapes into one big square. Square. There's some blue tack on the back. And I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Yeah, the coloured side is the front. Right, you've got 5 seconds left. Five, four, three, two, one. Stop. Right. Okay.
You've got a square and you have some extra pieces. No,
I'm sorry, that's not good enough. Do you think it might help if you had someone who knew the overall plan, how everything was meant to go, and was giving you some directions?
Definitely.
Yes. Right. Okay. So if you take all the bits off. Now, who's got two big triangles? Yeah, I think it's Charlie and Sarah. Yes. So one triangle goes along the top, and the longest bit goes along the top, so right round the other way. That's it. And then on the left hand side, the other big triangle goes. And then the hexagon? No, that bit, yes, goes across the bottom. So it clips onto the, turn it round so it goes against the triangle and straight across. So right round again.
On the wrong side.
The right bit's on. That's confusing, isn't it? Okay, put it on the white bit. Okay, and then next to the big triangle at the top, we need a little triangle. That's it. Yep. Onto there. That's it. Yep. Okay, and then we need the diamond shape. Well, on its side. Right, now, can you fit the last two bits in? Okay, step back and let everybody see. Very good, very good. Right. So, this is a bit like God. Not the square, but he can see the overall pattern of everything. And because he can see the overall pattern of things, he can tell each one of us what he wants us to do. We may not understand what it's all about, and we think, well, why are we meant to be doing this? Why am I in this situation? But because God can see the whole picture, he knows why you're there and why you're doing that. This morning we're going to hear from Paul. Remember, Paul wrote lots of letters, didn't he, which are in the Bible. And Paul said that Christians are a team of people who work together on a task. We may all have different things to do, but we're working together to the same goal. We follow the instructions of Jesus, sometimes without knowing what the end result is going to look like. So, think about that. We had difficulty putting it together when we're working on our own. Once we had somebody giving instructions and we listened to the instructions, managed to get the picture overall.